Fritz Lang's 1927 silent classic, Metropolis, has been digitally restored to something approaching the original three-hour version and is now playing in theaters accompanied by the original score. Film critic David Edelstein has seen it and has these thoughts.
On the first anniversary of the destruction of the World Trade Center, many of us New Yorkers spent the day contemplating a skyline robbed of its most potent symbols, which were also meant as symbols of the towering dominance of world capitalism. It was a good time to remember what skyscrapers meant to people who'd never seen them before, and what they still mean to those who see them, rightly or wrongly, as an affront to nature. By coincidence, American moviegoers have an unprecedented opportunity, for the first time in 75 years, to see Fritz Lang's Metropolis in a form that approximates its director's intentions. The movie was directly inspired by the skyline of Manhattan, which the Austrian Lang beheld in 1924 from a ship in New York Harbor. He told his wife, Thea von Harbau, that he envisioned a cityscape dominated by soaring towers of glass and steel, while far below, in cellars and catacombs, the workers whose labor sustained it were physically and spiritually crushed, almost literally turned into machines. The film they made in 1927 from von Harbau's script was a science fiction landmark, and its imagery has reappeared in works as diverse as The Bride of Frankenstein, Doctor Strangelove, Blade Runner, and The Terminator. But Lang's original three-hour cut played in German theaters only a week and never in the United States, where it was hacked up and rewritten. There was a further American desecration in the 1980s by the composer Giorgio Moroder, who gave Metropolis a rock and synthesized disco beat in the hopes of creating a new kind of head movie. Moroder's music had such a devastating impact because Metropolis is one of the greatest ballets ever put on film. And I don't just mean the staggering movements of the workers, whose limbs are choreographed to look like cogs and gears and pistons. I mean that if you subscribe to the view of architecture as frozen dance, then every frame is like a balletic gesture. Each skyscraper represents a futurist ideal of transcendence via machine. The city's sharp angles and vertical thrust is arrogantly anti-nature. It's down below that the movie's hero, Freighter, the pampered son of the builder of Metropolis, falls to his knees at the vision of the beautiful Maria, played by Brigitte Helm. She's bathed in heavenly light and surrounded by tall crucifixes as she prevails on the exhausted workers to rise up in the name of the proletariat? No. The mediator. Someone to mediate between the hands of labor and the brain of the ruling class. Someone who represents the heart. Okay, so you're thinking, huh? Marx and Engels would recognize some aspects of this vision, but they wouldn't have gone for the Christian mediator stuff. But Lang was hardly a communist or a man with much sympathy for violent revolution. Part of what makes Metropolis such a complicated allegory is Lang's fear of the fascism of the mob, which he'd keep exploring in M and The American Fury. Maria is impersonated by a lewd and malevolent robot created by the mad scientist Rotwang. The robot is sent out to whip the underclass into destroying the machines. Lang understood why the mob would want to tear the city down. But he also believed that the technology it embodied promised a better life for people of all classes, and that violence solved nothing. It's no wonder that some people had no idea what Lang was trying to say. But that's good. I don't think there's anything wrong with packing as many contradictory longings into a single allegory. A great artist contains multitudes. Lang shows us the horror of the machine man, but he gives us in Brigitte Helm the sexiest robot of all time. He also gives us one of the screen's most charismatic mad scientists, Rudolf Kleinrog's Rotwang, who has helped to create the Metropolis, yet has an insidious lust to destroy it, too. Most of all, Lang celebrates the power of architecture to elevate humanity, while he simultaneously laments its power to smother it. The movie is daft, but every frame is alive, and there are more frames now, thanks to German film preservationist Martin Kerber and the Munich company Alpha Omega, which did the digital restoration. This is still not the complete Metropolis, but new titles tell us what we're missing, and the shape of the thing is as Lang intended. Try to see Metropolis as you ponder the 21st century skyline, its champions and its enemies, and consider that all these issues are being wrestled with in the context of a big, corny, often dumb commercial sci-fi epic, and what a marvelously elastic form it can be in the hands of an architect like Fritz Lang.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Kino International is releasing Metropolis on video and DVD early next year.